Alan, a disappointing second half today after such good work in the first half.
Staff was good discipline-wise. So defensively, doing your job defensively was good in the first half. Like I think the gaffer touched on, when we got the ball, we didn't really look after it. We didn't make the right decisions. We didn't use it well enough. But we were disciplined in our defensiveness, and we were disciplined in our positioning, and you know, filling gaps and closing down, and trying to be difficult to break down, which we were. Which, when you're coming away from home to a team like Harrogate, is the way to be. You know, you can't go that come places like this and be gung ho, and try and think, right, we'll be expressive and expansive and this, that, and the other. Because we've tried that in a couple of games and it hasn't worked out. We were disciplined and we were solid. The most disappointing part of the day for me personally is that was fine and everything was going according to plan until the first goal goes in. Now, to be fair, the lad, he works hard and he gets around the back of Leon and he's quick and he's strong and he's positive. Great pullback, great finish. And you think, okay, it's not ideal, but it's not a bad goal. You know, they've created a goal and we've tried to get in the way, but at the end of the day, they've scored. But at 1-0, we're still in the game and we've still got goals in us. We're still capable of being a threat. The annoying thing for me is that individuals in the team, experienced players within the team, have all of a sudden decided to do what they want to do rather than what they've been told to do. They've lost the discipline completely in certain situations. I think the gaffer, again, in his previous interview, has touched on how we set up defensively from attacking throw-ins and corners and that sort of thing, you know, which is basic stuff. You know, don't be outnumbered at the back. You've got one on the halfway line, one just in front or whatever it is. And we told them about that at half time. That's the threat. The threat is the counter attack. Make sure we're solid. Make sure we're set up. Don't do anything until we're set up. We can see that it wasn't set up. We can see that there was certain people weren't in the right positions. We're screaming on them to go back. They decide they don't want to. They decide they want to do their own thing. That's the frustrating thing, where we've got people making their own decisions, which are the wrong decisions, which are killing the team. And it's that discipline. It's that discipline, doing your job for the team, not discipline as in not elbowing people and not getting sent off and not getting yellow cards. We're on about doing your job, doing your job even though we're getting beat 1-0, not panicking. All right, we'll get there. We've still got half an hour left of the game. You know, we'll still get the goal. Keep your discipline. Keep doing the things we've been doing because we will get there. And unfortunately, today we've had a few people who've decided they didn't want to do that, and it's absolutely killed us.
First half, had a couple of chances before half time to take the lead.
Well, I'd say you're always going to get chances in a game. It doesn't matter who you're playing against. You're going to get the odd chance. And we were solid and we were disciplined and we did the right thing. And we earned it. We earned that little bit of... I think the ball came down to us. We got the ball. Tomo got the ball at his feet and then it dropped. And then it was, you know... You earn that by being disciplined and by doing your jobs. You will get chances. You will get chances. And when we get chances, we've got players who are good enough to score them and finish them and create opportunities from them, like Thompson, like Gillies, like Steich. You know, these people, attacking players, really good players. And that's the frustrating thing. I've been saying to them since they got here, we've just got to stay in the game. If we can stay in the game. The home game against Harrogate, we started well. We got the goal. We got the second goal. You know, it's like, right, we're the team that are doing it. We're on it and we're pushing and we can be disciplined. But we were getting the opportunities. We didn't have to wait. We didn't have to stay in the game. We were taking the game to them. Today was a different one. You know, we've started off solid. They were having a lot of possession. We've got to stay disciplined. Stay in your holes. Don't get dragged around. Don't be ill-disciplined. And it worked for the first half. We created a chance at the end, a couple of chances at the end. Second half, again, we started quite well. And then they get the goal. And then people decide to do what they want rather than what they've been told. And the moment you do that, it creates gaps in other places. And you can guarantee the one time that you don't do as you're told, that's the one it'll bite you.
And that's what happened there for that second goal, wasn't it? A nice big gap for their lad to run through.
Exactly. I mean, it's like Tommy said, it's basic stuff that you're taught. You know, setting up at the back. Right, you do this. You're there. You're sort of, if that's the halfway line and then you're on the halfway line, the centre forward is just in front of you, you've got someone just in front of him, shielding, and then you're for the one over the top and he's for the one that comes to the feet, you know. You do that, 2v1, that's what we do, that's the way it's set up, that's the way we've been telling them to do. And then for whatever reason, they don't. Now, that's even with us screaming on the sidelines, so that is a problem.
So obviously some work to be done in training on Thursday.
Yeah. But like I say, it's not that we haven't been doing it. We've been doing it. They know the drill. They know the thing. It's just this. It's this. everything sort of the thought process becomes unclear once we go goal down. It's like, right, I need to be the person who's going to solve the problem. Right, I'm going to show them. Right, I'm going to be the hero. I'm going to get the equaliser. It's no. You just do your job, and the team will get a goal. You know, but it's not from bad intentions. It's not that they're doing it because they've got bad intentions. It's because they want to be the guy. Right, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to be the guy who makes things. But it's counterproductive. It's counterproductive, really, because it's you can guarantee it, you know, you don't get the ball. It breaks down. Other end. You're done. You're 2-0 down, and now you are fighting a losing battle.
The other way to look at it, at this defeat is, though, the two games against Harrogate, we've won one of them, which maybe a month ago we might have thought, oh, blimey, two games against a team that's chasing promotion, but picked up a win at Christmas against them.
Well, don't get me wrong, it's great that we won the other day. We were desperate for a win, and we deserved the win, and we played well. But, I mean, I'm not going to go, like, you know, two games and we come up with 3 points, so I'm happy. I'm not at all, because we got 3 points from the first game, and today we let ourselves down and we didn't perform and we didn't do our jobs. We weren't professional enough in what we were asking from them. The lads weren't disciplined enough. I'm sick of saying that word, disciplined, but it's that is what killed us today. I'm not one for settling for, oh, well, 3 points out of six really isn't bad, because they're up the top there. I mean, you take every game as it comes and you think, did we have a chance of getting a point in today's game? Yes. Did we have a chance of coming away with a good, solid point? Yeah, we did, if we'd have done what we'd been asked to do, and we didn't. And we ended up getting beat 3-0, which is an absolute joke. I mean, the third goal, like the gaffer said, is a joke. An absolute joke, you know? And it worries me that these same things are happening over and over again. And we're saying the same things, and we're repeating ourselves a lot in training and in pre-match talks, half-time talks. You know, we're saying the same things, and we're hearing good things coming back from the lads, but then when it comes to it, when it comes to the crunch, when the back's against the wall, when you're 1-0 down, have you got the backbone to do your job and to keep doing it? And unfortunately, we've not done that. We've not done that. And it's got to change, otherwise we're going to be in a dogfight right at the end of the season. That's how the team I was in when I was at Darlow, and the other teams that I've been in over the years, we were always difficult to beat. We were always a tough side. We were quite mentally, we were quite strong. You know, so we didn't play well every week, but I tell you what, we didn't get beat often. We ground results out. When we weren't playing well, we ground results out. We recognised when was the day to be horrible. Right, today's the day about being horrible, about doing your defensive job, being disciplined, stay with your runner, don't take any chances, don't have an extra touch, just sometimes put it in the corner. Yeah, the crowd are getting on me back because we're not playing gorgeous football. I don't care. I don't care, because today that's what's needed, and I know better than them. And the manager's told me to do this, so I'm going to do that. I'm not going to start trying to play out just because the crowd are getting on me back. That's weak, you know. So we need to be stronger. We need to be mentally stronger. We need to stick together. And we did that the other day against Harrogate. That was a great thing. I mean, that's the plus. We have done it, and we did it for a big part of the game today. But the moment we had a bit of a setback with the goal going in, that discipline just wobbled. And when you wobble against, and the discipline wobbles against a team like Harrogate, they will punish you. And then 2-0 is difficult.